During an international Air New Zealand flight just 30 minutes after takeoff, a passenger sustained severe fractures to both legs. The unfortunate incident occurred as the aircraft encountered turbulence while the man was returning from the bathroom, reports the New Zealand Herald. Nico and Sasha, Germans living in Bali for the past 13 years, began their three-week trip around New Zealand on board flight NZ65 from Denpasar to Auckland. Shortly after takeoff, their holiday took a dramatic turn. After the seatbelt sign was turned off in the Boeing 787-9 Dreamliner, 47-year-old Nico went to the restroom. On his way back to his seat, the plane hit turbulence and dropped, as he described. His friend, waiting for him at the airport in Auckland, reported that Nico suffered fractures to his tibia and fibula. The passenger described the turbulence as severe. Later, the pilot emerged from the cockpit to apologize to the passengers. Despite this, the man had to endure 6.5 hours of pain as the flight continued to Auckland. A doctor was on board and provided assistance, but only mild pain relievers were available. When the plane landed, medical responders were waiting at the international terminal to tend to the injured passenger. A spokesperson for Hato Hone St. John confirmed that their staff attended to the incident at the airport after the passenger sustained injuries related to the turbulence. Air New Zealand confirmed that the incident occurred when the aircraft encountered clear air turbulence, described as sudden, strong turbulence in cloud-free regions, which pilots are unable to see, causing violent shakes of the aircraft. Captain David Morgan, Chief Officer of Operational Integrity and Safety, confirmed that one passenger was injured during the flight from Bali to Auckland. Morgan added that if it is operationally feasible, the aircraft would be rerouted if Flightcare Global is sufficiently concerned about the immediate well-being of an individual and determines that further medical assistance is immediately required. A spokesperson for Counties Manukau Health reported that the passenger remains in a stable condition at Middlemore Hospital and is awaiting surgery. This incident occurred just over a month after a technical issue caused severe movement aboard a Chilean LATAM Airlines flight LA800 from Sydney to Auckland, triggering a major crisis response at Auckland International Airport. St. John Cruise treated about 50 patients, one of whom was in a serious condition, while the others were in moderate or mild condition. A passenger on the LATAM flight, Priscilla Waller-Subritsky, told the Herald that she was watching a movie when the aircraft lost altitude, and many passengers and crew members were thrown onto the ceiling of the aircraft. Another passenger told the Herald that he had never experienced anything like it in 15 years of flying. A video sent to the Herald showed many passengers holding their heads after the incident. It was discovered that during flight LA800, which also used a Boeing 787-9 Dreamliner, the pilot's screen went blank, and he temporarily lost control over the aircraft. An internal investigation was initiated. A lawyer contacted by those affected by the LATAM Airlines disaster said that some were offered a few thousand dollars, far less than what they might be entitled to. Peter Carter, director of Carter Kapner Law, said that some passengers might receive unlimited compensation if the airline is found guilty of negligence. Carter mentioned that under the 1999 Montreal Convention, airlines are liable for up to $260,000 Australian, $279,000 United States, for proven losses such as medical expenses, loss of quality of life, and loss of income in cases of proven bodily injuries. This amount can be unlimited if the airline is found negligent. Original source, here.